Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to yet another episode of Islamic Upbringing. Well, in this program, we answer the questions that you have related to Islamic upbringing of your children. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations from Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified family. Well, today in our studio, we have had the pleasure to invite Professor Salman Nakavi, who's a faculty member at the Al-Mustafa University. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you very much.
Well, Professor Nakavi, there was a question in the previous episode asked by a concerned mother whose son was 19, and she said that she's concerned because their son is spending a lot of money on his hair gels and his jeans, his outfits, and they're concerned, like spending a lot of money on his parent features. Then you helped us understand to look for a different circle, to engage him in different activities, to actually do a lot of things. And one of the things that remained in our discussion was to provide an environment wherein you actually are creating the soldiers for Imam. How do we do with the teens today who are actually more concerned about what they wear, what they look like, what others think about them, and who are more concerned about all this? How can you actually get out soldiers for Imam from them?
Yes, number one, we need to be convinced ourselves that we need to become soldiers of the awaited Imam, and then we need to make our children convinced about that and make them realize the fact that the Imam is being awaited. He is the awaited Imam, true. We are waiting for him, but more important or more relevant is the fact that he is waiting for us.
He's
waiting for us to do something. What does he expect us to do? Look, when we say that the Imam is coming and he's going to lead the humanity towards salvation and he's going to bring about a change in the whole of the world, there's going to be a revolution in the whole world and a very beautiful society, human society, based on egalitarian principles, on justice, on wisdom will be formed. He needs people who can work for him as good managers, as good leaders, as good educators, as good people who can manage finances, people who can manage maybe the armed forces, who become soldiers. So in every field of human activity, the Imam requires competent people.
All right.
So we need to understand that the more we strive and persevere to increase our competency, and the best time to do that is in the teenage.
Okay.
The best learning time is till 20, 25 is the most.
All right.
So we need to make ourselves and our children realize the fact that if we want to become soldiers of the awaited Imam, we need to increase our competencies in various fields. So, as I was saying, the Imam is waiting for us to become competent soldiers. He is not, what we think of apparently is that he, the awaited Imam, God forbid, is coming and he's got a magic wand in his hand and he's going to just,
fix everything.
And he's going to fix everything. No, that is not the case. Yes, he will be certainly supported by forces which we cannot see. There is no doubt about that. But the most important thing is the human element. If that was the case, then Imam Hussein alayhi salam could have very easily destroyed Yazid and his family by just praying to Allah Almighty, and everything would have evaporated.
Yeah.
So that was not a problem. The issue is the way that the Imams have shown us that despite their special attributes, which are God-given attributes, which they excel and surpass normal human beings, but they're not supposed to use them.
All right.
They're role models for us to be able to follow and imitate in them and follow in their footsteps. And they have to provide us examples which we can follow.
Yeah.
So they want us to become perfect. They want
exactly.
us to become better.
So it's actually Imam waiting for us to become a perfect, not actually waiting with a magic wand in his hand. We'll discuss more with you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We have had the pleasure to be with Professor Salman Akavi today. And Professor Salman Akavi, you said to us that those children, those teens who are actually more concerned about their attire, how they look like, we got to be deviating their attention, that this is not the world, this is not the end of the world. There are so many things out there and we got to be making them competent to be the soldiers of Imam, because Imams are actually Imam of the time is waiting for us to be competent. He's not waiting with a magic wand in his hand and to fix everything. So how do we actually make our children competent?
So competency, as I've also been mentioning before, that is the application of your knowledge and skills to a given situation. When are you competent to do something? When you have the knowledge and the skills to carry out a certain task. So you have tasks to perform in different aspects of your life. So you need to educate yourselves, increase your knowledge about those things. As I said, as professionals, for example, you have various fields of in which you can work as managers and leaders and educators. So you need to increase your knowledge about these fields and which one you want to take as a career. Before you enter a career, you need to know what that career entails and what you need to acquire in the form of knowledge and skills. So we need to, one of the important things is that let's not go with what society is saying, and there is a convention in society. Once upon a time, when we were young, the people were saying either go to medicine or go to engineering. That were the two lines that were taken.
Two fields, all right.
Then came upon a time, once we said, now we go into business administration and so on. And then information technology came along and people started going into computer technology and information. So, I mean, it's not just, we should not go with how the wind is blowing. We should go, what is the required by society essentially? One of the competent people need to develop their cognition, their knowledge, increase their knowledge about, as I said, about themselves and about the environment and about the Creator, about the Lord, about other human beings. And then we need to manage our feelings, as we've been saying all along, managing of emotions and feelings, positive thinking about other people is important, about ourselves is important. And then skills, what things we need to be able to do proper. For example, the basic skills of how to learn, how to speak, how to communicate, how to engage with others. These are basic common skills which are to be learned. And so we need to be teaching our children.
To be competent, we got to be teaching them all this. We'll discuss more on this topic, Professor, after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
Imam Ali alayhi salam said,
Be like a friendly physician who applies medicine where it is useful.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We have had the pleasure to be with Professor Salman Naqvi today, and Professor is helping us to understand how to make your children competent, especially when Imam is waiting for us, his soldiers, to be competent. Yes, Professor.
One of the things which the Quran talks about in great detail, not in great detail, but points out the historical events which took place and which we can draw lessons from.
All right.
So one of the things that the Holy Quran wants us to do is to find out about the...
To analyze those historical events.
The historical, we need to have a sense of history. We need to know where we stand in this historical, in the historical context. Where are we headed to? Where has mankind come from as a whole? The civilizations that have gone by, and what is in store in the future. So there has to be a sense of history, there has to be a sense of future, the future also.
Yeah.
So both things have to go hand in hand. One of the problems which we are facing again today is the, we have mentioned before, and which we as our younger generation should realize, the children should realize, the advancement of technology is outpacing human development.
All right.
And instead of human beings leading technology, technology is leading the way. The problem is, yes, we may think of the future where the human race would be controlled by machines. That is science fiction.
Yeah.
But it does reflect a way of, you know, there's a concern amongst scholars of today, concern with that technology is going out of control. As I just mentioned, recently I was reading an article by Noam Chomsky, and there also he
the
mentioned...
The famous linguist.
Yes. This new, I mentioned in one of the episodes, this new gadget, the chat box, is producing things which really is relieving our children of hard work in learning and educating themselves.
Yeah.
Essay writing was an important way of teaching people how to think, how to write.
To develop your cognitive skills.
Now, today, essay, you just, you know, you, at the tip of your finger, you can ask your the article, application, AI application to come
write
up with
for you.
So this is technology was supposed to be at the service of mankind. It's becoming the other way around, and it's all because people who are behind it, they want to make money out of it.
All right.
They want to make money out of it. The major concern is not human development. The major concern is their pocket.
Self.
Yes. So this is the problem which we are facing today. Our children should realize this, because our children are getting engaged in technology at a very tender age.
Filling up their pockets one or the other way.
4-5 year kids know what technology is, are engaged with it.
Yeah.
So this is a new way of life. This is something new. And Mawla Ali al-Islam said, train your children not for today, train them for the future.
Yeah.
You can't train them to educate them to become like yourselves. You need to make them worthy of the future, and to be able to raise kids in the future in the way that the future commands.
So even those parents who kind of have not met their desires in their own age, by one or the other, because of one or the other reason, they try to see those goals, achieving those goals through their children. That's also okay, but you're saying that future, making them worthy for future, is also very important.
Yes, of course. I mean, the human values which are required, they are universal.
Yeah.
But how to deal with the new things is something which is a developing thing, which has to be, you know, all the time managed. And
yeah.
If you don't have that competency to think and to analyze things and to emotionally manage your feelings, you will be at a problem.
All right. Thank you so much, Professor, for helping us. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space returned upon rest.